Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist and author who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show every single Tuesday evening for you. I believe that every song or book is a story. Tonight, I'm so excited to have on the show Jonathan Sathakis. When Jimi Hendrix approached screenwriter Jonathan Sathakis in 1969 to collaborate on a project, the two formed a unique friendship and created lifelong memories full of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Spanning the last 18 months of Hendrix's life, Sathakis' new book, Jimmy and Me, The Experience of a Lifetime, takes readers from Woodstock and Electric Ladyland to backstage, where he got to know a different side of the iconic artist.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be talking to you on the show. Thank you so much for getting us a little time here.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about you.
I'm not good at promoting myself.
How about telling us what you do? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm TV and movie producer. Lately, it's been mostly consulting producer. I've produced a number of series and television movies. The last one I did was Canada in September on a movie up there. And then prior to that, I did some movies for Starz that I wrote and produced. And I've been doing it a long time. I'm a multiple award-winning producer writer, so in the film and television industry, I guess that's pretty much it. It's just I don't even think about it anymore. It becomes second nature.
What do you think is the one piece of advice you'd give any aspiring screenwriter, producer? If you could give him one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't give up.
I love that. I love that, man. You're so right. You're so right. I love that advice. What do you think is the biggest mistake you see rookies or young people making with this kind of stuff?
Not listening. Think you know it all. You never, no matter how good you are, how much you think you're, how great you think your script or how well you're running a production, it's a collaborative effort. So don't think it's all you. Don't be afraid to ask for help and opinions and comments.
That gets me to a great question, and one I struggle with a little bit myself since I'm a solo artist. What do you do if you're on your own? I can tell you, me personally, I look to collaborate all the time, and people above you don't want to collaborate with you. And the people below you, when you try collaborating, sometimes it quickly becomes apparent they get a little intimidated and say, I can't work with this guy. He knows too much. So we're kind of in this awkward place where if you're by yourself, how do you get feedback on your scripts, on your music videos, your books, just anything when you're in this in-between place? It's almost like no man's land.
Well, I've been in the business a long time, so I know a lot of people, and I have a number of friends. So I just send it to them. For instance, I just sent something tonight to Bob Angles. He's a good friend. Bob is a Golden Globe winning writer. He wrote Twin Peaks. So I send it to him, and I know he'll come back and tell me, this is really good, or this sucks. Forget it. Throw it away. So it's just... Over the years, I've gotten a group of people together that tell me like it is, give me great feedback. And my daughter, Audrey, who recently graduated from college, is really good at doing coverage on scripts, and she doesn't hold back, which is what I need. I don't need someone telling me that, oh, this is terrific, brilliant, it is whatever it is. No, you don't improve if you hear that all the time. You improve by somebody pointing out what you could have done better.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Is there a resource for, obviously you have a lot of connections, but what about for artists or screenwriters? If they're wondering if their stuff is good enough, is there a resource you know of online where they can get either paid feedback or free feedback on their stuff so they can try to get better?
There is, and I'll be honest with you, I'm drawing a blank on it. I do know some people are really good at this. Another one I spoke to tonight, Christian Velasco, he's really good at doing script coverage and getting notes back so you can improve your script. I'm actually meeting with him tomorrow in New York City. I can ask him if he's interested in talking to you and perhaps helping on whatever. He helps friends, and he does get charged sometimes for script coverage and feedback. But let me ask him. There are others who are good at it. You need someone who's good at it. So let me just, I have your number. I know where to get, how to get a hold of you, so I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, if he wants to be on the show, I think other people out there might want to, again, if he's on the show, he can obviously feel free to tell people what he charges or if he has a website. But I think people are always looking for a place to get good feedback. And the reason in the music industry, it's hard is because there's so many scams out there. And I imagine in your industry, it's the same thing where every day I get anywhere from 2 to 10 emails of people telling me they love my music, they love my books, but then they want money, right? So you're in this difficult place where you're small, you're not big enough where people are going to take a percent and help you get to that next level. But then we're mired with all these scam artists, and it's a landmine trying to figure it out. So any resources, I'd love to point the fans and the audience in a direction.
Well, I will. You're right. There are a lot of scams out there, too many. But I will talk to him, and I'll see if he put him in touch with you and take it to the next step, hopefully.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about scams, and I like to ask everybody this anyway, but are there any scams that you want to warn us about so people, especially the young people, don't fall for them?
Oh, it's so hard. You just never know. It's unfortunate, but you just never know who's conning you and who's not. It's,
Are there any kinds of red flags?
Yeah, if someone asks if it's like going to a place and paying them to write, giving them money and you write your book. And they allege a lot of the self-published, not all, but a lot of the self-publishers are in it to take your money, whether your book is good or not. And there's script writers, whatever you want to call them, that do the same thing. And you give them, again, not all, but too many. So I haven't had to do this for so long. I'm lucky that I have people that I know around me that are genuine, have been in the industry for quite a while and don't have to prove anything.
Yeah, and they can be honest with you and be legit.
Yeah, right. You need that. That's important. Whether you like to hear it or not, what they say, it's important.
Yeah, and that's a key thing, Jonathan. I think a lot of times people don't want to hear your criticism. And I think what I found, I've tried to stay humble and I'm always trying to get better and learn, but it shocks me almost to see how many people in the arts just kind of think they're there and they just think you need to open a door for them. But I think that's a huge mistake.
Well, there's criticism and there's constructive criticism. There is a difference.
Yeah. What is the easiest way to give someone constructive criticism so they don't get offended or get hurt too much?
You could be very blunt, like a New Yorker, are very tactful. So if you give constructive criticism, I think it would help to explain why you're doing it, why you're explaining or explain why this particular note that you wrote concerning the script or what have you is helpful if you make this change or you look at it in the direction. You get, when you write a script, you get too close. You don't see it. You don't see it all.
Yeah. I think one of the earliest things I learned is I thought, oh, this is the muse. It spoke to me. I've been writing since fourth grade. And the hugest thing I learned initially was it's all about editing, you know, and I've learned to not look at something for a day, a week, a month, and a year, come back to it. And fresh eyes are so important. I sometimes look at stuff, I'm like, what was I thinking? This is terrible. Yeah. And sometimes, like you said, you're too close to it and you get it, but the reader or the listener or the viewer is not going to get it.
No, and that's funny. I've done the same thing. I've written scripts and then I just put them away and then stumble on them a year or two or 5 years later and I read it and I say, what was I thinking? This is terrible. And yeah, so only one of them I sat down and started reworking. The rest of them were so bad, I couldn't believe I wrote them. And I just tossed them. But the one I did it. And that's not a bad ratio, by the way, having one out of five or six that you've written be really good.
Yeah, that's true. They're not all hits, right?
No, they're not all hits. Nope.
Yeah. When you look at what's happened with the modern industry, right? There's, you know, the strike that everybody was talking about, and the big thing was AI. Where do you think is the biggest limitation to the whole industry at this time? And what do you think is going to happen in a year or two if you could predict the future?
I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you. It's a good question. And you got a lot of people, it appears, that are concerned or scared about what's going to happen. So it's I don't know. Maybe I'm burying my head in the sand like an ostrich, but I'm just ignoring it for now, but maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, it's tough, man. So do you ever, at this point in your career, do you ever get nervous when someone looks at something you've written, or do you kind of over that?
No, I don't think I'll ever get over that. I hope I don't get over that. Then I have an attitude that's not going to be beneficial to me. So, no, I do get nervous. Actually, on everything. This is the first book I've ever written. As I said, I'm a screenwriter. And I quite honestly, I didn't know what I was doing. I was too stupid to not know what to do. I just kept going. So, but with scripts, I get nervous and I give them to someone that I trust or some people, and they give me back notes, and I'm glad I did. So the nervousness goes away.
Yeah. What's your favorite decade? 70s, 80s, 60s? What's the decade that speaks to you?
You know what? Each of them has something exciting, and each of them has been a learning experience. So I don't have favorites. There's some that stand out, like the 60s and 70s, and then even recently. So I find everything, each one of them exciting. You can find something exciting in each one and something positive in each one, as well as some negative things. But as long as the positive outweighs the negative, that's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have some kind of spirit animal, something that you think represents you?
No. I had a dog for 16 years. That was like a real companion, a buddy. So I got recently, last year, the dog died. So it was like losing a member of the family.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that must have been tough.
Well, yeah, it is because I like that dog better than a lot of people, by the way.
I certainly hear you. So, last question for you here before we let you go. What's the funniest thing that's happened to you recently?
Actually, probably a number of things that are too embarrassing to bring up because I can't believe I do such stupid things sometimes. So I'm just going to let that one pass because I'll just embarrass myself.
Yeah, I have to say, I think Greek men, we are the most tortured with embarrassing ourselves and our family members.
Oh, yeah.
I like to do that routinely too, so I hear you.
Yeah, I'd like to go off to a Greek island and live there, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, man. This was an absolute blast, and I'd love to have you on again anytime.
Just ask, I'll be there. Thank you. It's been, I didn't expect any of this, and you asked very good questions. Now I'm going to sit down and think of what things I should have said that I forgot and didn't. So when we come back, hopefully I will and you will.
Yeah.
I'll be m more prepared. Not that I need to be prepared. You don't give me that opportunity. You ask really good questions.
No, thank you. And thank you to all the fans out there for listening and spending a little bit of your time with us. We know your time is precious, and we hope your unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sarantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists and people share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
When you least expect to go on a ride.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.